Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the long one. Here's a short one for you. I don't mind you using this one. JBSBA.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. JBSBA.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. I also have a blog, which you can also find at jimsblog.biz or at my homepage. You can link to it from there, and you can use it to your little heart's content, including subscribing to it through RSS, and we'll send it to you Monday through Friday. You can, if you just can't do without me every day, we'll actually come to your house if you want us to, two different ways, 6 days a week. We give you a break on Saturday. I know you appreciate that. Kristen Arnold is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's our team-building expert on the Brain Trust. She's the author of three books that I'm looking at right now, Team Energizers, Team Basics, and Email Basics, and she's our good friend. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, and I got to tell you, I love your predictions newsletter that you do at the beginning of every year.
Thank you.
So, listeners, if you haven't seen that, you go pick it up right now, because you are dead on the money most of the time.
Well, I appreciate that, Kristen. Thank you for that. And by the way, folks, if you subscribe this week, you will get those predictions, because that's the one we send out for people who subscribe during the week. But I appreciate you saying that, Kristen. One of the things I predicted a long time ago that I was dead on, was that you would continue to be incredibly successful helping people penetrate the marketplace, helping people to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and you've been doing that, and I congratulate you on that, Kristen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm in my 14th year now.
Congratulations. Woo. How about that? Started when you were 9, right?
Oh, yes.
So what's, as we kick off 2006, what's the best word of wisdom that you could have for us?
Well, you know, Jim, I was thinking about what we might talk about when it comes to teams, and a lot of it, I think this is a good time to reflect about how we can get our folks involved. And there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can get people involved. But from a strategic perspective, I ask your listeners to think about how they have gotten their folks involved in the past, whether it's been helping them to generate ideas, you know, brainstorm what good ideas, what should we do here, that kind of thing.
Don't you think first we should define involved? Because a lot of small business owners out there, a lot of employers out there have the idea, well, they clocked in today, they better clock in, they want their paycheck on Friday, they better be involved. I mean, they have that attitude, and that's not the kind of involvement you're talking about. You're not talking about appearing, you're talking about connecting.
Right, and I'm talking about going above and beyond what they've been hired to do, helping you be successful in the business. So that would mean things like, and there's four different categories that people can really get involved with you. And I mean with you rather than for you.
I got you.
You know, one way is to help you brainstorm ideas, generate ideas, think about what should we be doing more of, less of, differently, stop doing, start doing. Those are things that people can help you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People can also help you prioritize all those things that you know that you need to be doing, but they can help you get a perspective about what's doable, what's feasible, what's going to work for them, what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can have them help you generate ideas. You can help them prioritize them, sort through them. You can also empower them or have them decide what they're going to do. Some people call that bubble up ideas, you know, saying, hey, what do you guys want to do? You make some decisions about your little world, about how you can make things better.
Do you think that a lot of people assume that if a person if an employee has initiative, they want to be part of the driving force of the company, that they'll just do it, and that they'll appear on our doorstep and with our open door policy and say, "Hey, boss, I got these ideas." Or do you think most of us believe that? I think that may be the case.
Oh man, you're such an optimistic guy, Jim. Or is that a loaded question?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You know, I think the short answer to your question is it depends on the culture that you've set as the business owner. If you have set a culture that says, I do in fact have a real open door policy, and I really do go out and generate ideas and have people provide input and help organize the ideas, prioritize them, and take action, well, then people will arrive on your doorstep. But if mm-hmm. you're one of these people who have a blind spot, and you may not be aware that your open door really is a closed door,
right,
and that you really don't go asking for people's opinion, and if you do, you don't listen to it.
And you don't really want it, right.
Then people will not offer up.
That's right.
Because, you know, why have the door slammed in their face?
Well, would you agree with me then that the problem with getting people connected is more the owner, the employer, than it is with the employees?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's
if we solve this problem, we do what you're telling us to do, and we get people who don't respond, then we need new people, don't we?
Well, either that or you can change your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an interesting thing, Jim. If you take a look at your behavior, business owners, Implementation Management Associates has done an incredible amount of research on this, but there are three different things that you do as a business owner. One is that you express what it is that you want. The second one is that you model the behaviors of what you want. And the third one is that you reinforce the actions. And as a business owner, think through what it is that you're trying to reinforce culturally.
Mm-hmm.
And if all you do is talk about it, express, that will get you one unit of success.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually model the behaviors that you're looking for, like you do what it is that you're asking other people to do,
mm-hmm.
then you get two units of success. If you reinforce the actions, that means reinforces and reward the things that you're looking for and provide consequences for the things that you're not looking for,
right.
you get three units of success.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know about you, but where would you spend your money?
That's pretty cool leverage, isn't it?
It is. And most
yeah.
people talk a lot, but they don't really reinforce
well,
the model.
Especially if they introduce something and then they don't repeat it over and over again. And after a while, the employees look around and say, well, the boss is not doing it anymore, so why should I do it?
Exactly.
Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with Christian Arnold. We got more to come on this getting people connected, getting people involved issue, which I think is very important for you and me in 2006. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christian Arnold is here, too, because we couldn't do without her. She's a very important member of our brain trust. And, Christian, we need desperately to know how to contact you online. How do we get to your website?
You can get to me at www.extraordinaryteam.com.
And where can we, is that where we can find your books?
You can find my books either there or at any online bookseller.
All right, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And the books are Team Energizers, Team Basics, and Email Basics. And three different size books, by the way, folks, and they're good ones. I encourage you to check them out. Okay, we're talking about you were helping us understand how to get our employees connected, how to get them involved, how to make them buy into the direction of the company and make sure that they're part of they're taking initiative as part of the team, right?
Right.
And you were telling us about, I want you to go over those three ways of leveraging this activity. I like the way you said that.
Well, most of us are familiar with expressing what it is that we're looking for, you know, communicating it.
If I have a meeting, like if I have a meeting and say, okay, this is how we're going to do things from now on.
Right. that would be articulating the, and I would call it the business case or rationale.
Right.
Along with telling them what it is that you want them to do, but explaining why. And you were talking about generational issues before.
Mm-hmm. With the previous guest, yes.
Especially with the Gen Xers, you need to explain why it is. So not just tell them what you want them to do or how you want them to behave, but why.
Mm-hmm.
What's the business case? How is it going to affect the business, and how is it going to affect them?
And see, for some of us old heads, we grew up in a generation where when the boss said to do it, you didn't ask why. You didn't get explained why. You just were told, and you just went and did it. The younger generations, as you say, they need to have the news, don't they? They want to know why.
Right. And they want to know how it's going to affect them.
Right.
How it relates to them.
Right.
How it relates to the company's vision, the strategy, the mission, and they're with them.
Mm-hmm.
What's in it for me?
All right.
Okay. So that would be expressing to what I would say expressing to others.
Right.
Okay? And you get one unit of success from that. To get two units of success, and that's about visibly modeling the behaviors. That means not only communicating it, but demonstrating your personal support. And some of that can be done in public, and some of it needs to be done in private.
At this level, are we starting to see some benefit? Is the organization starting to accrue some benefit and some ROI?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're still...
Well, you know, people need to see that you're walking your talk.
Okay.
You know, that it's more than just your lips moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's your whole body moving. So there are some things that you have to look at your own personal behavior and say, if I'm trying to get my people to do X, Y, and Z, am I using X, Y, and Z? And let me give you a perfect example. Online internal reports. You know, you might, as the business owner, be comfortable with the paper version,
mm-hmm.
but you're trying to get everybody else to use the internet version. Or a PDF file,
right?
Or, you know, become more paperless. And so you're saying, I want to have a paperless office, but what you're doing is relying on paper.
Right.
Shame on you.
So what you're saying is if you convert to the program that you propose, then you get two units there.
Absolutely.
All right. Then three units.
Three units is about reinforcing the actions. That means emphasizing rewards for the behavior that you're trying to look for, and that reinforcement is directly tied to the behavior that you're looking for.
So is this like where we've talked about it, we've installed a program or a new direction, we've managed the functioning of this, the deployment of this, and the execution of this plan, and now we've had a couple of months behind us, we can measure the effects of this program, and we're almost doing a little celebration. Is that what this is?
Well, yeah, but there should be smaller things along the way, like you recognizing that people are, let's just use this online form,
mm-hmm.
that people are using that online form, and when you see somebody using the online form, even a verbal, hey, that's great, I'm so excited that you're using this.
Right.
I mean, most people aren't motivated by the long-term monetary typical pizza party implications.
Right.
I mean, that's great. They don't mind it, and they'll go to it if they like you.
If it's the meat lovers pizza too, they like that too.
Exactly. you know, but you also need to provide that bolstering, that encouragement along the way. But also, you need to make it very painful for when they're not interested, for behaviors that you're not looking for. So make
mm-hmm.
it painful for people to use paper.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if you do all three of these steps? And let's say you got five people in your organization. You do all three of these steps, and four of the people seem to adopt. They become connected. They buy into this thing. They take some ownership, and one of them doesn't. What do you do then? You got 30 seconds.
Well, you either change the people, change yourself, or change the people.
Change yourself to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Right.
Change the people if you can, and if you can't change the people, the third step is?
Change the people.
Change people.
You made a bad hire.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go!
They're just not right for you. Hey, Kristen, we got more to talk about. Will you come back soon and talk some more to us about this?
Oh, sure. Anything for you, Jim.
Give us the website again, please.
www.extraordinaryteam.com.
It's a good one, folks, just like Kristen. Happy New Year, Kristen. See you next time. Quick break, right back with John Deaney right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.